The new Judicial Campaign Integrity Committee will ask candidates for the High Court to sign pledges that they'll adhere to the Supreme Court's code of conduct that prohibits candidates from straying into partisan politics or from knowingly misrepresenting the facts about an opponent. If the committee thinks a candidate violates the code, it will call them on it. Members may ask a candidate to pull a campaign ad. The Bar Association's Thomas Basting will chair the panel as a non-voting member. He says the last Supreme Court race between Justice Annette Ziegler and attorney Linda Clifford was part of the impetus for forming this committee.
The comments that I heard and received from our members were that some of the campaign materials that were produced both by the campaigns and by third parties were demeaning to the whole concept of judicial impartiality and integrity and respect for the rule of law.
Voting members on the panel include former lawmakers from both parties, political science professors, and former Governor Tony Earl. Earl says he's seen a trend throughout the country of third parties or interest groups getting more involved with court races.
Where people who couldn't win their fight in the legislature or with the governor decided, well, maybe we can win it by controlling the court. And that trend, I think, has begun to wash over us here as well, and it's awfully important to turn that around.
This panel will watch ads by third parties, too. If members think an ad is out of line, they'll ask the candidates to publicly repudiate it. Three candidates have announced plans to run for the court in a race that will be decided next April. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.